Hi, this is David. Have you thought about starting a retail business? When you think about businesses like Magic Spoon and Mattel, who sell through the roof, you probably attribute their success to great products and a strong brand. But an often overlooked secret is actually the business behind the business, the one which makes selling and buying simple. For millions of retail businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, because no checkout system is better at converting shoppers into buyers. With Shopify, you can sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout that Magic Spoon and Mattel use. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/inspirational, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/inspirational to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Royal Path of Life by T.L. Haynes and L.W. Yagi, published in 1882. Gratitude is rightly said to be the mother of most virtues, because from this one fountain so many rivulets arise, such as reverence, friendship, love, charity, and self-sacrifice. I am reminded of this in the old story about a poor and aged man, who, while busy planting and grafting an apple tree, was interrupted by a young passerby who said, "Why do you plant trees when you can't even hope to eat their fruit?" The old man raised himself up, and leaning upon his spade, replied, "Someone planted trees for me before I was born, and I have eaten their fruit. I now plant for others, so that a memorial of my gratitude may exist when I am dead and gone." Nothing tenders the heart and opens the gushing fountain of love more than the exercise of gratitude. Like the showers of spring that cause the flowers to rise from seeds that have long lain dormant, tears of gratitude awaken pleasurable sensations unknown to those who have never been forced from the sunshine of prosperity into the cold shade of adversity, where no warmth is felt but that of kindness, no light enjoyed but that of charity. The Greek poet Hesiod tells us that the miseries of all humankind were included in a great box, and that Pandora took off the lid, allowing them all to escape, except for hope, which remained at the bottom. Hope is the principal antidote to misery. It keeps our heart from bursting under the pressure of evil, and is that flattering mirror that gives us the vision of some greater good. When all other things fail us, hope stands by us to the last. This, as it were, gives freedom to the captive when chained to the block, health to the sick, victory to the defeated, and wealth to the beggar. True hope is based on energy of character. A strong mind always hopes, and has always cause to hope, because it knows the mutability of human affairs, and how slight a circumstance may change the whole course of events. Such a spirit, too, rests upon itself. It is not confined to partial views, or to one particular goal, and if at last all should be lost, it has saved itself, its own integrity and worth. Hope awakens courage, while despondency is the last of all evils, for it is the abandonment of good, the giving up of the battle of life. The person who can implant courage in the human soul is the best physician. Earthly hope, like fear, is confined to this spot on which we live, move, and have our being. It is always buoyant and never tires. It answers well for breakfast, but makes a bad supper. Like a balloon, we know where it starts from, but can make no calculation when, how, and where it will land us. Hope is a great calculator, but a bad mathematician, for its problems are seldom based on true data, but rather on the imagination. It is bold as Caesar, and ever ready to attempt great feats, since it must storm the castle of despair. When all other emotions are controlled by events, hope alone remains forever undisturbed. Even under the most adverse circumstances, it is unchanged and unchangeable. Causes that depress every other emotion appear to give fresh elasticity to hope. No oppression can crush its buoyancy. From under every weight, it rebounds. No disappointment can annihilate its power. No experience can deter anyone from listening to its sweet illusions. We can cherish a sure hope about our future, and the future of those dear to us. Although we may be all wrong about the special form in which our blessings will come, we never can be wrong about the blessing. It may be like the mirage shifting from horizon to horizon as we plod wearily along, but the soul is bound to find at last the resting place and the spring. There is many a parent in the world today, trying hard to get their head above water, who, alas, will sink. But their children will swim and reach the firm land, and think of them with infinite tenderness. The setting of a great hope is like the setting of the sun. The brightness of our life is gone. Shadows of the evening fall behind us, and the world seems but a dim reflection itself, a broader shadow. We look forward into the coming lonely night. The soul withdraws itself. But then the stars arise, and the night is holy. The morality of hope is equally inspiring, rich, and beneficent. It encourages all things good, great, noble. It whispers liberty to the slave, home to the wanderer, friends to the forsaken, peace to the troubled, supplies to the needy, bread to the hungry, strength to the weak, rest to the weary, life to the dying. It has sunshine in its eye, encouragement on its tongue, and inspiration in its hand. Rich and glorious is hope, and faithfully should it be cultivated. Let its inspiring influence be in the heart of every person, young and old, for it will give them strength and courage. Let cheerful words of hope fall ever from your tongue, and your bright smile play ever on its countenance. Entertain well this nymph of goodness. Cultivate well this ever-shining flower of the spirit. It is the evergreen of life that grows at the eastern gate of the soul's garden. Hopes and fears checker human life. The individual who is in want of hope is the poorest person living. Our hopes and fears are the mainsprings of all our spiritual endeavors. There is no one whose condition is so low but that they may have hopes. nor is anyone so high as to be out of the reach of fears. Hopes and disappointments are the lot and entertainment of human life. The one serves to keep us from presumption, the other from despair. While we are traveling through this life, hope leads us in an easier and more pleasant way to our journey's end. An ancient legend says that when faith, the graces, and other celestial powers left the earth, hope was the only goddess that stayed behind. Hope's enchantments never die. Eternal hope. Hope gilds the future. Hope cheers and rouses the soul. To hope and strive is the way to thrive. The man and woman who carries a lantern in a dark night can have friends all around them, walking safely by the help of its rays, and not be defrauded. So the person who has the divine light of hope in their breast can help many others through this world's darkness, not to their own loss, but to their precious gain. And along with hope walks its sister, charity, one of the most gracious qualities of the human breast. Charity is of a modest and retiring nature. Like the dew from heaven, it falls gently on the flower in the stillness of night. Its refreshing and reviving effects are felt, seen, and admired. Charity flows from a good heart and seeks to heal the wounds inflicted by misfortune. It never stirs things up, but strives to calm the troubled mind. The truly benevolent man and woman goes about doing good for the sake of goodness. There's no parade, no trumpet to sound their charities, no press to chronicle their acts. The gratitude of the receiver is a rich reward to the donor, and purity of motive heightens and refines the joys of each. Charity is the golden chain that reaches from heaven to earth. It is another name for disinterested, lofty, unadulterated love. It is the root of philanthropy, the brightest star in faith's diadem. It wards off jealousy, tormenting envy, burning malice, and foaming revenge. It is an impartial mirror set in the frame of love, resting on equity and justice. Charity is the foundation and capstone of all spiritual grace. Without it, religion is like a body without a soul. Our friendships, shadows of a shadow. Our alms, the offerings of pride, or even worse, hypocrisy. Our humanity, a mere iceberg on the ocean of time. We become unfit to discharge the duties of life and derange the design of our creation. If this heaven-born, soul-cheering principle were the mainspring of human action, the all-pervading motive power that propelled humankind in its onward course to eternity, a new and blissful era would be born. Wars and rumors of wars would cease. Envy, jealousy, and revenge would hide their diminished heads. Falsehood, slander, and persecution would be unknown. Sectarian walls, in matters of religion, would crumble to dust. And happiness, before unknown, would become our crowning glory. Until then, let us be kind. More hearts pine away in secret anguish due to a lack of kindness from those who should be their comforters than for any other calamity in life. A word of kindness is a seed which, when dropped by chance, springs up a flower. A kind word and a pleasant voice are gifts easy to give. Be liberal with them. They are worth more than money. As has been famously said, if a word or two will render someone happy, it is only the wretch who will not give it. it is like lighting another's candle with your own, which loses none of its brilliancy by what the other gains. If all people acted upon that principle, the world would be much happier than it is. Kindness is like a calm and peaceful stream that reflects every object in its just proportion. The violent spirit, like troubled waters, renders back the images of things distorted and broken, and communicates to them that disorder which arises from its own agitation. Kindness makes sunshine wherever it goes. It finds its way into hidden chambers of the heart, and brings forth golden treasures. Harshness, on the contrary, seals them up forever. Kindness makes the mother's lullaby sweeter than the song of the lark, the care-laden brow of the father less severe. Kindness is the real law of life, the true philosopher's stone, for all it touches, it turns to gold. The true gold wherewith we purchase contentment, peace, and love. Write your name by kindness, love, and mercy on the hearts of the people you come in contact with year by year, and you will never be forgotten. In daily life, it is by little acts of watchful kindness, recurring daily and hourly, by words, tones, gestures, and looks, that affection is won and preserved. Indeed, it demonstrates our shared humanity. As Lord Bacon beautifully said, "If someone be gracious to strangers, it shows they are a citizen of the world, and their heart is no island cut off from other lands, but a continent that joins them."
"88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon, in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.